Reverend, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we good. Look, you're back at it again. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. You're at the forefront of everything on behalf of human rights. And I'm just calling them human rights because that's really what they are. But this Saturday, December 13th, you're going to be leading a national march against police violence up in D.C. Who will be joining the march? Who do you hope to join the march? What are we doing?
We are marching on Saturday to the Capitol to really put on front and center that Congress must change legislation on how we deal with these police cases. The problem in Ferguson with Michael Brown, the problem in Staten Island with Eric Garner, was that local state grand juries, guided by local prosecutors who have a working relationship with police every day, that's where they get the evidence from, don't want to indict police and go to trial to see if they're guilty or not. We need laws that will deal with the jurisdictional threshold where the federal government can come in and just take police cases and find out if they're right or if they're wrong. So rather than our moving past this moment where the whole world is looking at this issue, we need permanent change. We've been in Ferguson and Staten Island since day one. The family called me in Ferguson the next day. I preached the funeral of Michael Brown. We were on the ground during the rallies. Staten Island happened before that, and I spoke the funeral there. So we're saying we helped to start this, we've helped to go through it, but now we need to focus it on permanent change, or we'll be just going from one killing to the next, everybody get mad, run out and do something, and nothing changes. Saturday is about a march to say we've got to focus on Washington and keep the pressure there till we change federal laws. So the march will be led by the parents of Michael Brown from Ferguson, the wife and mother of Eric Garner from Staten Island, Crawford's family, who was killed in Ohio in the Walmart, the mother of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old. I'm putting the victims out front so we put a face on who did the suffering. It's the first time they all coming together and doing a protest. Trayvon Martin's family will be there. It is important that we show numbers and stand behind these families and saying that we don't just need noise, we need change, and that's why we'll be in Washington. We start at 10:30, we gather at Freedom Plaza on Pennsylvania and 13th. 12 noon, we kick off and march to the Capitol. And people can go to our website, nationalactionnetwork.net, and find out where buses are leaving from all over the country, or call the toll-free number 1-877-626-4651, 1-877-626-4651. I think that all of the cities that have been marching and doing the die-ins are great, and I really wish they were there all along, and I hope they continue, but we've got to focus on where we change the law. Otherwise, we would see, like Sean Bell and other cases, people get angry, active for a minute, and nothing changes. We must use this time to really change things.
Hey, Reverend, let me ask you a question because I'm a little not so clear on this. Okay, the local state grand jury convenes. They are brought about by the local prosecutor, hopefully to provide evidence where he can prosecute. We found out in Ferguson that that's not the way it works. He presented evidence that says he could not find a reason to bring forth charges, but I'm going to let y'all decide. Now, when they make the decision like they make in Ferguson or in up in New York and all of this, does the federal agency, does the federal government have the right to come behind them and review the case automatically, or that's not a given?
It's not a given. They can, but they can also cannot, based on the fact of the threshold saying, well, it has to reach a certain level for us to come in. We're saying that level ought to be in any police killing. In the case of Ferguson and in the case of Staten Island, I think it does reach that level. And we've had meetings with the Attorney General. We've had meetings with the Justice Department. And I think they can come in either one of those cases. But they should be able to come in the case of Tamir Rice, too, and Crawford, too. So that's why we want the law change. But let me say this. Don't forget, in Rodney King, the state court went to trial and found the police innocent. And then I was part of that. When the federal government came in and prosecuted those police on civil rights charges and found them guilty, and they became a federal convict. Abner Louima, we marched and got the federal government to come in on that. Those police are still in jail this morning, 17 years later. So I'm not doing no on-the-job training. I've done this. It's not my first rodeo. Oh, I know what I'm doing, and Marc Morial and others that are partnering us with, that's why families call us. If you get sick, you want a doctor that has done surgery, not one that says, I studied well, let me try something. We're going in there saying, we've done this, let's do this, because we can make change happen. And well, these young folk who are passionate and I think sincere needs our support to finish this task.